Hello, my name is Erica Griffin, and I am Public and Community Engagement Manager in the Education Department for the Chicago History Museum. This week's challenge explores the rich history of the neighborhood of Bronzeville. When African American immigrants came to Chicago, they faced many challenges. In response, they made choices that shaped the neighborhood of Bronzeville by making it an essential part of the city's identity. Let's begin. Bronzeville Rising, the Great Migration to Chicago. The neighborhood of Bronzeville was shaped by African Americans who were new to Chicago. In 1916, many African Americans left their homes in the South to move to Chicago. Some left because racism made their lives very hard in the South. Others left because they went looking for better opportunities. Some were reuniting with their family members who lived in the city. Many African Americans that came to Chicago moved to the neighborhood of Bronzeville. Their homes were located between 22nd Street and 63rd Street. White Chicago residents looked down on Bronzeville because it was where African Americans lived. They called the neighborhood bad names. Faced with this challenge, a newspaper editor for the black-owned newspaper, the Chicago Bee, made a very important choice. He chose to give the neighborhood its name, Bronzeville. He said the color bronze was beautiful, just like the skin tones of African Americans. When African Americans first arrived in Chicago, they faced many challenges. One of these challenges was finding a good-paying job. Many employers did not want to hire African Americans, or they paid them too little. Another challenge was finding a good place to live. Some people did not want African Americans living near them. They made it hard for African Americans to find a home to live in. Faced with these challenges, African Americans made the choice to move into neighborhoods where other Black people lived in order to feel safe and welcomed. Eventually, Bronzeville became the neighborhood where African Americans could find jobs and live. Despite the challenges they faced, Bronzeville residents took care of each other. Eventually, the neighborhood was bustling with theaters, community centers, and more. In 1913, the Wabash YMCA was built, and it became the main community center. Bronzeville was also becoming a neighborhood for entertainment. Many artists and entrepreneurs lived in Bronzeville and built clubs and theaters for people to have fun. The Regal Theater opened in 1928 and quickly became one of the most important music venues in the city. In the 1940s, Bronzeville faced another challenge, the Great Depression. The Great Depression lasted from 1929 through 1939, and it was a terrible period for everyone. Many people lost their jobs and their homes. Many businesses were closed. People lost everything. Bronzeville was hit very hard by the Great Depression. The neighborhood began to look different. Many wealthy families moved, businesses closed, and many people lost their homes. The community of Bronzeville made the choice to try and recover the neighborhood the best they could. They tried to support and help one another during the Great Depression. In the 1960s, Black high school students in Bronzeville and everywhere else in Chicago faced many challenges too. The city politicians kept schools segregated and unsafe. Black and Latinx students were forced to attend schools in trailers that were overcrowded. Black and Latinx students were also upset that they were not taught the history of their culture. On October 22, 1963, African American and Latinx students made the choice to protest on a day called Freedom Day. Over 200,000 students walked out of their schools and marched to downtown Chicago. The students demanded better school buildings, more Black and Latinx teachers, and better curriculum. The city did not listen to the students' demands, but they did not give up. For the next 5 years, students continued to protest. On September 16, 1968, students across the city made the decision to walk out again when a principal refused to meet with students who were demanding a better curriculum. In the next months, students at different high schools protested for better schools by walking out. Other students protested by taking over the main office of their school and refusing to leave. City officials and public schools listened and made big changes. They began hiring more Black and Latinx teachers, counselors, and administrators. They also started to build more schools in Black and Latino neighborhoods. Bronzeville faced many challenges, but its African American community members faced those challenges with courage. A courage that changed the city of Chicago by making it the home of important and great African American leaders that changed the world. Thank you for reading with me, and have a great day.